The Feminine Pulse Show is a safe and nourishing space
for women who desire to explore their power
and dance with their divine masculine and feminine energies.
We invite you on a journey to embody your feminine,
manifest deeper connections,
and be a catalyst for a harmonious, loving world.
Welcome to the Feminine Pulse Show.
So we're back, and I have a question for everyone. Are you listening to your body? Have you noticed what happens when you ignore it? Our bodies have a natural alert system, and sometimes we don't even get that it does. Have you noticed that, Asma?
I didn't even notice it. I felt it. I got all the sensations. My body sent me like almost alarms at some point because I've been ignoring all the little, like, you know, chimes that it's been sending me here and there. Oh yeah, definitely. There's this big body wisdom and communication system that most of us are not even aware. I think we all know when our body says yes, you know, like those butterflies, that excitement, that like heart racing, like that we feel, we know when we are happy and everything is good. But I think when the body tries to say no, like I think we miss most of those and we just think it's something completely different than what's really is happening, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree. There's so many ways the body says no. And part of it is emotional and a part of it is physical. And so we'll feel feelings like emotions and then we'll feel physical sensations. And I think they should be treated pretty equally and consciously. So like, what is this about? And it may just be, hey, you're standing in the wrong position too long. I remember I was standing at the sink doing dishes and all of a sudden I felt faint and I was like, what's going on? Well, it turns out if you stand with your legs completely straight, and maybe everybody knows this already, but you will faint. Like if they're locked in place, you will just faint. So I need to learn to bend my knees. And my body was saying, bend knees. And at first it was just like little sore. And then it wanted me to faint. And I was like, oh shoot, I got to stop washing these dishes. You know, what's going on? I was like, and then I realized, oh, that's what it was. But I wasn't paying attention to my body.
Yeah. No, that's totally, and there's a lot of those little signs like that, that we receive from the body, right? And definitely like we're not doctors, so there's a lot of things that we don't know, but this is like a lot of things, like for example, happened in my body in the past few years that I went to see doctors and the doctors then will look at me and they're like, you're fully healthy. And I'm like, well, I'm in pain. So it's like, oh, then we don't know. So that also always gives you this option. It's like, okay, maybe there is something beyond this that I'm not understanding or that I'm not getting. Like just an example, like I was having vertigo and it just happened at a time of my life where everything was great. And I was just not getting it. Why I'm having this vertigo? And it lasted like for weeks, which is awful. Like if you have just an episode of vertigo where everything's spinning and you feel like you're falling, like you just cannot do anything. And I was in this place like, okay, I'm going to start having a conversation with the vertigo. I'm going to start have a conversation with my body. Like, why are you here? What are you trying to tell me? What is the message that I'm not getting? And like really getting this introspection and like really looking within. Why am I looking for answers outside of me? Like, let's start with within myself first and see what those answers were. And the answer at that point was that I was not in alignment for where I was going. I was still making decision based on survival or have to's instead of I choose to. And it's like, yeah, you're spinning again in the same circle and you're not really taking the bold action that we were trying to send you to, right? So maybe it's fear, maybe whatever that is. And so the vertigo for me was like a big sign. And I'm grateful for it at some point because it allowed me to completely move into a different location, a different place, and then create and start a new life.
Wow, that's powerful. Yeah. You know, the body, what I'm hearing is the body, and what I know The body stores emotions.
Yes. The body and trauma.
Big emotion, right? And the more it stores that's not dealt with, then it starts poking out, like it's punching from the inside out. It comes out in other ways. And I remember I did a lot of therapy with breath work to get in. And the whole time, it was kind of weird at the time I was doing it. I was like, she's like, breathe in. Where do you feel when you talk about this in your life? Where do you feel it in your body? And we didn't do a lot of talk therapy. We did a lot more feeling into it, breathing into it, holding it, and then releasing it energetically with the breath, right? And then checking in, now how does it feel? What does it represent? And we did do enough talking to identify what does this represent, or what are the issues going on, or what things aren't resolved? Who haven't you forgiven? What haven't you forgiven yourself for? You know, there are some key questions, you know, what's out of alignment, like you were saying, that one can ask and then breathe in to these body parts and see if there's something to, if it's trying to tell you something. The more aware we are of what's going on in our bodies, even we can ask our bodies questions. I mean, that's what kinesiology is. We might do a whole show on that, maybe have a guest on for that. But the body has answers that are nonverbal. Because the body, the only part of the body that can talk is kind of our brain mouth connection. So, but it talks in other ways, and we have to learn the languages of our body.
Yeah, totally. It's like learning to demystify the sensations. And we don't take a lot of time to really scan our body and understand what the sensations are. Like, we know when we have a stomach ache or a headache or things like that, like anything that is an ache, but there are also other elements that comes. Like, I will give you an example. When I was ready to sign my condo and we found a buyer, my family was pressuring me to sign. Now they were like, let's go. Like, we finally got an offer that is okay, just sign. I promise you, my body could not even hold the pen. I didn't want to hold the pen. My body was saying no. But my family was pressuring me at that point because I was having vertigo and everything. And so they were like, come on, once you have this, you're going to do this, etc. So they brought their own fears into me and things. But that's okay. I ended up signing. They were happy. I was miserable. I was sad. And I learned the following day that I lost 30K if I waited, because somebody just sold their condo upstairs for 30K more than in the same building. My condo would not have gone for less than that. So my body the whole time was saying, no, don't sign. I couldn't even hold the pen. That's how I was feeling heavy, but I still did it out of pressure, instead of listening to my body when it was telling me. So what do you think I felt after that? I felt frustrated and angry at myself, angry that my family pressured me. I should have listened to my intuition, what my body was saying. And so it's always like these little things and these sensations, and we just don't take the time to sit and really ask ourselves, like you said, what they are. And what I found like the biggest lesson with the body is all the messages are literal.
Yeah,
they are so literal. It's just hilarious. I was having a massage one day and the woman was massaging me. At some point, I screamed and it's like, are you okay? I'm like, no, you hurt me. And it's just like, who is the pain in your ass? And I was laughing and it was so true. I was having someone that was not working out that I needed to fire at that point. And it was hilarious. And I said, then you know what you need to do. And then the pain went away. And it's just this little clear, crystal clear messages that we just need to come back, ground ourselves and be like, okay, what are you exactly trying to tell me?
Exactly. And I want to invite everybody to do this gently and kindly, even if it costs you $30,000. What a beautiful lesson to learn. And it only,
oh, big time.
We could say it's only cost you $30,000. It could have been a lot more, but you've got this awareness that your body has wisdom to explore, to be curious about. And I thought it would be good. We could bring in some resources for our listeners, because
definitely.
You know, My very first, and you've probably all seen or heard of this book. This is like a vintage version. You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. She even has a listing in the back of what's going on with your body and how to analyze it. So she'll help you figure out from this list in the back. I think there are other books she's put that are just a list of symptoms and what it means. And then an affirmation. Affirmations are a good way to start changing that, as well as the breath. We talked about the breath a little bit too. So what resources do you have? There's so many.
Yeah, there's so many, definitely. Like, I feel like we're just like scratching the surface of like what the body's trying to tell us. But there are some great books that came out lately, like The Body Keeps the Score by Bessel van der Kolk. Like, it's really, really good. It's like a bestseller right now. So definitely that's a really good one. Gabor Mate. He's from BC like me, so I love everything that he does. He's so great. When the body says no, and then The Cost of Hidden Stress. And for this one, he goes really into the medical aspects and things like that, like with people who has really medical things. And then he really explores, okay, once the medical stops and there's not much we can do, then let's look and go a little bit deeper at what's really happening. So this is like really great. And then my little favorite that I just discovered lately, it's called The Body Mind Workbook, and it's by Debbie Shapiro. Like you have a vintage copy, 1990. But this one, like, is really similar to Louise Hay, where like, if there's a particular part of your body that hurts you, you just look on the page and you just find it. And then it just gives you a little description of what it is. So you can find about migraines, about headaches, about like, frozen shoulder, like all like the different things that there's here. Like, literally, it's incredible. Like, when you start reading and you're like, oh my God, I didn't even think about that. It's so true. Oh, your shoulder hurts. Well, maybe you're putting too much weight on your shoulder. What are the things that you're doing you should not be doing? Like, and all those little things that gets you into, again, this introspection and going in and really nurturing your feminine and really bringing all that juicy, like, truth that it's already within yourself, and the body is just gently like giving you little, like you said, beautiful little alerts, like, hey, little chimes, check this a little bit. Because when you don't, it just gets worse and worse, and we don't want it to get to that point, because your body will do everything to protect you, whatever you want it or not, you know.
Trust your body, trust your soul. Keep curious, because we don't know the language of the soul and the body. You know, it's not verbal, and you may think it means one thing. Oh, I'm uncomfortable. I got to cut this out. Well, maybe it means something else. So obviously get the medical advice and that you trust and go for the medical side of it, but also take a look at, yeah, like you were saying, Asma, what's underneath this? What is the emotional component of it? And there's another resource, Donna Eden. She has a whole line of books and courses called Energy Medicine. It's all about the emotions and how they show up in the body. So, how to balance your body for optimal health with your body's emotions. And she has some energy healing modalities. So, not that we're advocating any of these, we're just saying there are resources, and we want you to, like we have done, listen to our bodies and figure out what's going on. Because like Louise Hay says, or like I think it was in the first line of Donna Eden's book, our bodies are amazing healing machines. They want to heal. And you said it best. They give you the messages. Mm-hmm. So, and then we have to, you know, figure out the puzzle.
Exactly. But it's fun because it's you with yourself. But it's so beautiful, because when you are on the other side, you're like, oh my God, yes, now I feel better. Now I'm more aligned. And so I guess our invitation to all our listeners is to really scan your body and just like identify when does your body says hell yes. Yeah. And when your body says no.
Because when it's not a hell yes, like Oprah says, it's a hell no. Somebody yesterday I heard say, if you have a should in there, then you shouldn't.
Here we go.
I should do this. No, don't. So we will have all the resources we just mentioned listed on our website there at femininepulse.com in the resources page. So we welcome you to go there. And this has been just an inspiring conversation to get back into our bodies, listen so that we can have our bodies say yes instead of no.
Totally. So hell to the yes.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, everyone. Bye. See you at the next episode. Thank you for being part of our community.
Listen to the next episode of Feminine Pulse on your favorite podcast app.
We welcome your questions and have some amazing gifts for you
at femininepulse.com.